gentlemen, for 75 years, our education establishment has pushed an unworkable reading pedagogy based on the myth that children can learn to read by memorizing thousands of English words as shapes. This method, usually called hold words, sight words, or memory method, produces widespread educational failure, specifically 50 million functional illiterates and more than 1 million dyslexics. Such an approach cannot possibly work, as this short article will show. Most people can memorize a few hundred, cite anything, for example, flags, logos, currency symbols, cars, paintings, or words. However, 500 is already a huge undertaking. English words, because they appear in multiple forms, for example, lowercase brighter and capital brighter, are especially difficult for the memory. Mastering 2,000 sight words is a Herculean task requiring many years and a near photographic memory. But English has 1 million words. College level literacy requires nearly 100,000 words. Clearly the whole scheme is prima facie impossible. Why take children down this dead end road? Arguably, illiteracy was the goal. Another reason might be that William S. Gray made millions of dollars by selling millions of Dick and Jane readers. Only one of several hold word curricula of negative value. Schools all over America continue to force 5- and 6-year-olds to start their education by memorizing a couple hundred sight words. Once the brain gets trained this way, the wrong way, it's hard to learn to read properly. Next stop? Sorry, your child is dyslexic. This scandal was already huge by 1955 when Rudolf Flesch wrote his famous book, Why Johnny Can't Read. But the scandal doubled and tripled as elite educators kept pushing what they must have seen was impractical and harmful. Children can't read, they lose self-confidence, they become anxious and defiant. At this point, Ritalin is often prescribed. Some people believe that only ruthless ideologues could engineer something so destructive. Others say, no, the top educators are just hopelessly incompetent. Either way, these people deserve our condemnation. But let's focus on the essential point, which is to get rid of this lunacy from the schools entirely. Virtually nobody can learn to read using sight words. Conversely, virtually everyone is damaged by even trying. Years are wasted, kids lose self-esteem and fall behind in all subjects. Hold word is wholly stupid. Here is another way of grasping the essential flaw. Naming a word design is not the same mental process as reading a word. The first process uses brute memory. The second process uses clues and reminders contained inside the printed word. All of this is easy to demonstrate. Assemble 100 photographs of famous people and a printed list of their names. Everyone can read the 100 names faster than they can recall the names of the photographs. Memory is fickle. Invariably there will be lapses when you say, oh, I've seen all his movies, I just can't think of his name. To rescue reading, we have to face this unpleasant fact. The education establishment perversely, criminally favors a method that, according to its own claims, progresses very slowly and takes 5 to 10 years, if then. On the other side, phonics advocates state that most of their students learn to read in first grade. What kind of people would recommend the agonizingly slow method? Our education establishment has been able to keep this cruel scam in play by changing its name constantly and by wrapping the essential defects in lies and alibis. Please imagine yourself in first grade trying to memorize English language one word at a time. A few hundred this year, a few hundred next year, a few hundred more in third grade, a few hundred more in fourth grade. Well, you're probably imagine yourself screaming open quote, no blankety blank way, close quote. Please, let's win the reading wars Let's get rid of every sight word, every hold word, every word wall, every dolt word. Then we can go on to win the education wars. Finally, reading taught badly is an expensive folly. You've got all the remedial years, the endless assessment, tutoring, and psychiatric counseling, drugs to keep the children quiet, lots, hundreds and hundreds of experts administering this system. Phonics is the biggest bargain in town. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.